Ninth District Legislative Update with State Senator Mark Schessler. State law currently mandates that school bonds used to fund building maintenance and new construction must receive over 60% of the vote to pass. Proposed legislation aims to lower that threshold.
I've always felt, in principle, it should be hard to raise taxes. And if you do it for one group, another one follows and they want the same deal. And I've always opposed simple majority for any property tax measure. But I think what was most concerning is OSPI testified in support, obviously, but they also said, well, if we do this, we can get rid of all your other grants that we're doing. Well, small school repair grants are the lifeblood of many, many small school districts across our state. For OSPI to say, well, now that you have simple majority, just go run some bonds in TECO or Garfield or Colfax, wherever it may be, it is a very poor attitude to have by OSPI. It's been my experience in being the senior member of the legislature that when you give local taxing authority, state support dries up. There's nothing in a constitutional amendment that says how much we have to fund in school assistance programs, emergency repair grants. Just here, you go do it. At the end of the day, the rich districts get richer and the poor get poorer, all on the backs of property owners.
Ninth District Legislative Update with State Senator Mark Schessler. I'm Tracy Ellis.